turn the radios down because it is the end of the month and we got something special for y'all. What up, Earwolf Presents Jews and Gentiles? I'm your man, Jacquise Neal. We are back and closing out the month of June with a special comedy show called Beverly Live. That's right, Beverly Ginsburg is back and live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York City. And she is going to be catching us up on her continued exploration of her brand new life in California at the age of 70. Bev is also joined by Sam, her podcast engineer and spiritual guide, as well as other special guests, as she discusses her journey of self-discovery and where she's been for the last few years. Now, whether it's her long COVID, attempts to meditate, or latest thoughts on parenting, Beverly has a lot to say and you are not going to want to miss it. So I want y'all to sit back, relax, enjoy Beverly Live.
Ooh. Ooh. Join us with your fields to flower. Join us with your cheese to sour. Join us for a lovely evening with me, Beverly. Join us, journey to a spot exciting, mystic and exotic, journey through our anecdotic review. Okay, enough of the music. Hello, New York City! Stop it. Enough. I told you, you don't talk. Why'd they give him a microphone? Okay, here's the thing. First of all, hello, New York City. It is so wonderful to be here. Happy Pride! The gay lions are going crazy right now. You understand? Because they're in a pride. I do want to say, I want to start with an apology to New York City about the wildfire smoke. Here is what happened. A week and a half ago, I was glamping in Alberta, and I had to sage my yurt. Now, there was a dark presence, not the one I brought with me. And I can assure you, some lumberjack that killed himself in the middle of the woods was trying to molest me. And I said, absolutely not. So I burned a little sage. The embers may have gotten out of the yurt. My bad. So sorry. But here we are. It's fine. It's fine. You cannot smell particulates, okay? You cannot smell particulates. Let me tell you something. There are a bunch of you here. Oh, yeah, I have notes. Listen, it's been a long time, okay? It's been a long time. So let me tell you something. First of all, okay, for those of you who were dragged here by a gay friend or a trans, they are having a moment. Isn't that wonderful? Or a trans, or a diverse, or an equity inclusion? Perhaps you've been brought by an equity... Equity, for those of you who don't know, my name is Beverly Ginsburg. And I have been married several times, okay? So a few of them, some of them were fruitful. Some of them were fruitless, okay? Now, I may or may not be dating someone who's a very private person. Yeah, we'll get to him. Don't worry, I'm not going to block. I'm not going to block. You can see me right over there. Anyway... This is what we're going to do, okay? For those of you who are unclear as to why you're here, and I'm sure there are a few of you, you can Google 01907 Magazine because I'm a local celebrity. I'm a local celebrity in Swampscott, Massachusetts. So what we're going to do, to sum up, to get everybody up to speed, we're going to do a little 5 W's and an H. Do you remember that? Do you remember that from grade school? Or they taught you a whole education balanced literacy and you can't read? Probably that. Okay, so go back to your phonics. That's number one. Number two, we're going to do a who, what, where, when, why, and how, okay, to catch you up. So we're going to start with the who. I just told you the who, okay? So you're already one down. Who, Beverly Ginsburg, that's me. I'll give you another who. That is Christopher Wingert. He does not have a lot to do in this show at all. But I wanted a piano player. I thought it classed everything up. How are you? You can talk when I ask you a question.
Oh, I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm great.
Wingert, is that cute? On the Wingerts of love.
Yeah.
Christopher. It's That's Christopher, it. Not Christian, yes?
Christopher.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need any Duggars around here. Okay, if a minute for the Duggars. Wonderful. But what I also, if you haven't seen The Curious Case of Natalia Grit, I mean, the only thing that would have made it better is if she had been part of the Duggars. But anyway, I digress. Who do we have in the booth? Ladies and gentlemen, he's recording. He pressed a button. One button. I flew him here for a button. Sam.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Hello. Hi.
Now, I want you to know I told Sam to be here at 4 o'clock. He showed up at 4:45.
Yeah.
And Sorry. He had been out all night.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you slept at all?
I have not.
And I took him, to see Sweeney Todd, which was an accident last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you have fun? Are you having fun in New York?
I am having fun.
On my dime?
I love New York.
Yep. You having a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Come back to turn off that light
okay,
on him. Please. Okay, that's Sam. Now, there's one more who I'd like to bring out. Okay, and I'll tell you a little bit about why her name is her name so that the people who are new here are not confused. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for SpaghettiOs, please. Let me tell you something. First of all, she's working tonight, okay? She has a job, okay? She's like a service animal. Don't look at her, don't pet her, don't distract her. I should have put a sign on her, but I didn't, okay? She's got a job to do. Her job is to ding me with that bell every time I say something problematic. So we have guardrails for anyone who feels like they might get triggered. Is that wonderful? So anyway, and I'll issue an immediate apology, and then you can talk about it with your therapist. I don't care. All right, so we call her SpaghettiOs because back in Massachusetts, I had a neighbor who was so lovely. She would take in my mail, but she was slightly slow. Irrelevant to the story. Her name was Gloria something Italian, so I used to call her something Gloria Spaghetti. I can't remember Gloria Spaghetti. She had a daughter who had a meth problem. Her daughter had a boyfriend in prison. Conjugal visit, boom, boom, SpaghettiOs. She's a very good kid. She's a very good kid. She really is like the daughter I never had. And we'll get to the daughters I did have. So where was I? We were on who. We were still in who. First and foremost, I am a mother, not yet a grandmother. I don't want to talk about it. Twin girls, Lainey and Rochelle. First of all, let me tell you something. 37 years old, and they are doing life on their terms. I mean, I can't tell you. First of all, I had twins back before there were ultrasounds and before there were gender reveal parties, when things were surprises. They weren't having cannons with pink confetti or blue cakes or bullshit. They didn't have that. So when I went, I didn't know that I was having twins. I was about close to 400 pounds when I was at my due date. And I went to the doctor, okay? And I'm in labor, which is very painful. So I got an epidural, went right in my spine. I'm frozen from the breasts down. Out comes the first one, like a big, plump, beautiful turkey. I mean, she is like a full head of hair, booties. She was wearing a diaper when she came out of my vagina. And then I'm lying there on the table while they're cleaning her up. And it took a while, because like I said, she was about 13, 14 pounds. And another one just fell out on the floor. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I'm still numb, you understand? And I'm looking, and I said, excuse me, hello, there's something on the floor. And they said, no, no, the baby's over here, it's the anesthesia. I said, no, 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 garçon. And they said, that's when they said, Mrs. Ginsburg, congratulations, you have two. And I said, no, I do not. And they said, you're bringing two home. And I said, no, I am not. And then they make you. They make you take them both. So they both came home with me. And what's really funny is after all these years, isn't that funny? That little scrawny thing I didn't even want. She's my favorite. You got to be honest with your children. Tell them every day. Look them in the eye and tell them where they stand. Anyway, I should also note that that was 1986, and you could have any kind of abortion you wanted. That child could already, you know, be speaking English, and you could just rip it out. And I did. I had a lot of abortions. I had a good time. I had a lot of fun. You know, it was the height of the AIDS. I got by, lucky, I can tell you right now, because I did it with a lot of gay men, too. I love that you're not dinging. Okay. She's not too bright. Okay. Anyway, it was back in a different time. So anyway, just to say that I will be giving abortions after the show. And, yeah, how is that? Are you out of your mind? This is not Arkansas. It's perfectly legal for me to go up there and grab whatever's in there and then clean it out. Between us. So, what? We're moving on to what? We're moving on to what? What has been going on? Oh, what has been going on? Well, I'll tell you, number one, it is today my 70th birthday. Because 3 years ago, I turned 70. And do you know what I got? A Zoom murder mystery. Go fuck yourself. So, every year since then, we celebrate Beverly's 70th birthday. And here we are. Good for me. Applaud if you have long COVID. I got two Johnson & Johnsons. I had COVID 16 times. And I now have one very long nipple. You can roll it up, it's like a butterfly's tongue. Have you ever seen, if you go to the Natural History Museum, I took SpaghettiOs yesterday. Did we have fun?
We had fun.
Okay. We had such a good time. And if you don't, they'll put in the butterfly, you gotta buy your tickets in advance. They'll go in the butterfly pavilion, you can see the butterflies making love with each other. Weren't they making love?
No.
And they have a very long tongue, they should be making. If I had a tongue like that, I didn't know, it's like a big spiral. Anyway, they eat fruit, it's so adorable. I'm a medical miracle, and I'm still here, okay? And I don't want to get into the lab leak versus the batsicle, because I don't want to get political. Moving on to where in the world is Beverly San Diego? This is funny. Ironically, I'm right near San Diego. I did a Kermit the Frog and I moved to Hollywood. Just before COVID, I said, I can't do this anymore. And I decided to move to Hollywood, except I didn't. I moved to Glendale, which is not as expensive as Hollywood, and they have more stores. They, I can't, you know, like more, like big box. And here's what I love about Glendale. There are so many Armenians. Here's what I'm going to tell you something, okay? On the inside, Armenians are wonderful people. On the outside, Persians are wonderful people. On the inside, Persians are horrible people. And on the outside, Armenians just have to pluck. Did you know that the Armenians also had a Holocaust? Yes, I did not. Until I moved to Little Armenia, aka Glendale. Do you know how they celebrate their genocide day? They drive around and honk their horns very loudly. We're doing our Holocaust Remembrance Days all wrong. What are we doing? We're weeping in a corner. We're crying. We're broadcasting Shoah again. And they're out there having a float after a vintage car. I mean, we could take a lesson. They're real car culture, cars and eyebrows. Has everyone here, I'm just gonna ask you, make sure, because if you haven't, it means you're anti-Semitic. Have you seen A Small Light? Wow, you're all terrible people. Do you even know what it's about? Okay, I'll tell you, oh my God. I don't know who's in charge of it, but they're terrible marketing. Here's what it is, it's Rashomon and Frank. It's another side, okay? It's the woman that saved the diary. You understand? It's what was going on the outside, and it wasn't just a celebration, as we all imagined. We imagined that everybody was thrilled that everyone was hiding in their attics, but they weren't, apparently. And it turns out that one Gentile woman saved the diary. Do you understand? Anne didn't. We know that didn't turn out great. Some people don't know that didn't turn out well. Did you know, SpaghettiOs, that Anne Frank didn't make it?
Well, only because you tell me all the time.
Do me a favor. Don't be an asshole. Go home. It's on Hulu. It's not like you're going to have to go searching. Okay? But that, I digress. I didn't just do a Kermit. I did a Harry. I moved from New England to California. He moved from England to California. We're the same. And I absolutely love that Meghan Markle. I do. Don't, you know something? Stop it. If you have a problem. She is so, let me tell you something. Just remember that who is rolling in their grave right now harder than Diana right now? No one. Don't you remember when King Charles and Queen Tampon? Do you understand? King and Queen Tampon. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about because you're too young to know real history, Google Tampon King Charles, okay? We coronated a tampon. Never forget. Diana is rolling so hard in her grave from laughing, by the way, that every other grave is rolling because of the centrifugal force. That is scientific fact. And listen, I hope that Harry does ketamine-flavored mushrooms and EDMR therapy and yoga with Doria for the rest of his life. He's much happier now. I love him so much, although I do wish that Tyler Perry had gone to the coronation as his mama's family character, because that would have been the ultimate. You know, like he could have done a Sacha Baron Cohen, but Stanley, what's the name? Medea? Oh, can you imagine? Is that wonderful? I love Medea. Oh, we have one black person here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, no, there's two. There's another one right behind. Did you make friends with each other? Oh, yeah. They already have something in common. Do you understand? I can't explain it. You know what I mean? I understand that she needs to get her voice heard and she's done whatever. Okay, so speaking of the royal family, this is a funny story because I didn't understand what a big deal it was. Rochelle, my daughter, also slept with Prince Andrew. Crazy story. She wound up at one of the Epstein soirees, went with a friend, Sis Boomba, meets a man who looks like a Duraflame log. Prince Andrew has a little something going on in the powder room just off the kitchen, tells me all about it. Years later, we find out. Here's the problem. She had just turned 18. She was so close to being famous. She could have been part of the story. What I'm saying is it was legal. Do you understand the difference? Read a book. Now, Rochelle is happy. She is with the love of her life. She has been with him for 5 years, and he is going to leave his wife for her. The 6 year is the charm. I just know it. She could not be happier. And, you know, Lainey, she was great, not great now. COVID was Lainey's time. She really thrived. She got a job doing the cones for the cars, for the testing. So she had a real sense of purpose. And, you know, with this, with the masks and the shields, I mean, it covered the Port Wine stain, which was good news for everyone who had to look at her. And, you know, she had a real sense of, you know, shields. There's a windshield and she shield. So it's a lot of, she was social, but distant. Social, but distant. So for her, that was a good time. Now it's, you know, it is what it is. It's not great. You know, she is, she's on Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, and Trulicity. But she doesn't do needles, so she drinks them. They don't work for everybody. They do not work for everybody. And now, do you remember my niece Shira and her Orthodox husband? She was pregnant with quads and she reduced. And so she has triplets? Yeah. All dead. I'm kidding. They moved to Tel Aviv. All dead. They all moved to Tel Aviv except Karsten. One triplet. He's 13 years old now. He emancipated himself because he wanted a COVID vaccine. That's right. He now lives with his father's sister in Long Beach. He might be gay Mormon. I don't know. Anyway, am I dating? Yes, I am. He is from California. His name is Carl. He is not Jewish, and he hates his last name. We all do. We all do. Reich. R-E-I-C-H. And I said, can't we call it Reich? He said, no. So anyway, Carl Reich, but he is so talented, okay? He is what they call, like, he is a movie extra, an actual movie extra, which was hilarious. I used to tell him my daughter Rochelle was so pretty she could be a movie extra. He's a real movie extra. He does background work on So Help Me Todd. Have you seen So Help Me Todd? I love So Help Me Todd. It is the cutest show. It's with Masha Gay Gay. And Masha Gay Harden. That's tough for someone who ever goes to Boston. Masha Gay Harden. Anyway, he you can't call them an extra now. You call them a background house. That's like the homeless to unhoused, which is funny. He was unhoused for some time. But, you know, he's from California. Anyway, he wanted to be a screenwriter, but he did not want to write anything. He found it very difficult, challenging. So he didn't write, but he's still picketing. 20 minutes a day. They give you free donuts, so he figured out that system. Anyway, he's very handsome. It's time for when. Give me a little music. Terrible, stop. Okay. When? No time like the present. I'm a cocaine bear who has been in hibernation. There has never been a better time to be alive. Don't let anyone tell you different. This is your time. Your time. You go and you grab it by the balls and you put it in your mouth. No, that's a direction.
Don't encourage that.
Why not? Why can't you know something wouldn't kill you to get a little experience either? I mean, when I was your age, I know what I'm talking about. Robots are taking over and they are gonna do everything for us. Do you understand? How wonderful is that, okay? I won't need a cleaning lady. There's gonna be a Roomba for everything. There's gonna be a Roomba for your kids to watch them, a Roomba to write your television shows. There's gonna be a Roomba to give your husband a blowjob if you're too tired. That's not just for heteronormative couples. That's for everyone with any husband. A husband is a person who your Roomba will give out all the oral to whoever if you're too tired, okay? And we, here's what I think. We should get AI to do abortions. That way, those absolute maniacs could blow up an abortion clinic with a bunch of Roombas in it, not people who are medical professionals. How about that? And it's very simple. And no one take this idea unless you cut me in. You make a Roomba much smaller, and you slip it right in your vagina. It's underneath. For those of you who've never seen a vagina, and there are a few of you here, it's underneath. It's really further back than you think. So you slip the baby Roomba in there, and the Roomba will go and clean it out. You understand? Why? I think I've already been very clear, okay, with the who, what, where, and when. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to bring out a guest because here's the truth. I don't know everything. I know it seems like I do, but I don't. I'm imperfect. I've learned so much in the past few years when I've sat there and contemplated and taken all the pills that I could find because, you know, prescription drugs and it all went out of crazy. The point is that I think it's important to learn lessons from other people. Do you understand? I don't know everything. I just said I don't know everything. You don't have to look at me that way. I'm taking my part. I'm doing my part. Okay? I'm doing my part. Okay? The human condition must not apologize for itself. Do you understand what that means? It means that you can only do what you can do as a human, and we're all doing the best we can. And with that in mind, I'm going to bring out one of the best people that have ever lived. Okay, and those of you who don't know her, figure it out quickly, or it's going to be embarrassing for you. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Laura Benanti!
I could have done that. I'm sorry.
Stop apologizing for who you are.
Okay.
I just said don't apologize. Settle a bet.
Okay.
Settle a bet.
Okay.
First of all, come on. Can you believe?
What?
Why are you not at the Tony Awards tonight?
I wasn't invited.
You're joking.
I wish I was.
What do you mean? Haven't you won one?
I have.
Don't you get to go?
No.
What?
I know.
I heard that they're losing so much money they can't even do it at Radio City. They're doing it uptown.
Is that true?
I think so.
Good.
Ha!
I feel like a child seated.
That's right.
Okay. That's what this is designed for?
Listen, I'm learning from you, but I'm in charge here.
Okay, understood. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Be quiet. I can hear you crunching. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is it Benanti or Benanti?
It's Benanti.
It is Benanti.
It's just because I'm from New Jersey.
What do you mean?
It's like Benanti.
Benanti.
But,
like Tony Soprano.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, applaud if you've seen her on Broadway. She does Broadway shows. She's actually very talented. She's very talented. She does real shows. So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So when's the last time you were on Broadway? Because it was fairly recently.
It was about 3 years ago. I played
Which Eliza. One?
My Fair Lady.
Oh, you were My Fair...
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you really love a Hammerstein, huh?
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They keep on casting you as that, like, sweet ingenue, whatever, yeah?
I mean, not... Yeah,
what do you mean?
Yeah, no. I guess a little bit, but I try to bring a little bit more, you know, humor and grit and all that. But yes, women are still just sweet on Broadway.
Isn't that something? I'll tell you something. So I wanted to see Titanic.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Celine Dion Mustard was doing... It's like a... You know, with the boat and Jack and Rose, I assume. So I didn't get to see it because I did an Ambien the other night. Oh. I mistakenly got tickets for Sweeney Todd.
Oh, okay.
Very dark.
Yeah.
Discordant.
A lot of blood.
Very discordant. Yeah. Have you done any Sondheim shows?
I have.
Which ones?
I did Into the Woods.
No.
Okay. And
which, what were you?
I played Cinderella.
You did not.
I sure did.
SpaghettiOs played Cinderella in a school production.
Really?
Is that true?
It was in fourth grade.
Oh.
And were you precious and adorable? And did Auntie Beverly come and because your father was in prison and your mother was drugged out on the couch? And did I support you?
That's true.
That's right. And did I applaud for everyone equally because I believed everyone was wonderful except they really weren't?
Semi-true.
Okay. So yeah, isn't that wonderful? And yeah. So you got, when was that? When did you do Cinderella? I don't remember.
That was in 2002.
That was not with Vanessa Williams.
It was. It was with Vanessa Williams. One person. Vanessa Williams' mom.
Vanessa
is here.
Williams was yeah. used to be America's whore. Not
sure.
anymore.
No, she's not.
She wasn't even then, but that's what I'm saying to you. It's like, that's how everyone saw her. Are you
it's true.
And she, God bless her, has lived to see TikTok and OnlyFans. Can you imagine? And everyone was so upset. For 5 seconds, she was like, beep, like, meow. Ridiculous. Have you done nude photos?
I was in Playboy. I was on the cover
you
of
were?
Playboy magazine.
Is that wonderful?
Is it?
Is it?
No, I was in a show called The Playboy Club for about three, lasted for three episodes on NBC.
Oh, it was a television show.
It was a television show. And in order to promote it, they asked me to be on the cover of Playboy magazine. And I was like, yeah, that'll be great for my career. And then, oh my God, they told me, because I was like, I don't want to be, if there's just a ton of vaginas, like I don't want to be all
nobody
up in there.
Nobody really wants to get anatomical.
No.
Ever.
No. I didn't want my parents and my grandparents to be like, oh, look at that pussy, and then also my kid. You know what I mean? So so I was like, I need you to tell me. And they were like, oh no, don't worry. It's like a throwback. So no one's going to be naked. No one's going to be naked. Don't worry. Cut to vagina. Hundreds of vaginas. I open it up and I'm like, this is going to be, thinking everyone's going to be in like a 60s bikini. Buttholes.
Oh my God.
It was unbelievable.
I can't think of a better time to ask you about your daughters.
Okay.
How old are they?
My. I did touch a butthole today of my 10 month old.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I just cleaned it.
There's nothing. Don't get upset.
No, don't. No, do not be triggered.
There is nothing like a baby's butthole.
There's not.
I'm not being inappropriate.
No,
I'm
she's
coming
not.
At it like a mother
yeah.
and a grandmother.
Yep. Yeah. It's like the part of a grape where the stem comes off.
Oh!
It's that. And you're like, oh! It's that. No, even SpaghettiOs knows.
And I know SpaghettiOs.
I believe you.
Do you know how much I had to babysit for you?
Yeah.
A lot of butthole work in babysitting.
So let me ask you something. Okay, so
tell
your
me.
Daughters are how old?
So 10 months old and 6 years old.
So you have a 10-month-old and a 6-year-old, and they're both little girls.
Yeah.
Does the 6-year-old feel like the baby belongs to her?
Now, the first 2 months, we were like, she's going to burn this house to the ground. Literally, when we were leaving the hospital, she was like, is she coming with us? Just furious.
What are their names? Do they have stupid names?
Let's see.
Because I just went on the internet today.
Okay.
And I found out that Josh Brolin's children have some names.
Tell me about those first.
Two little girls, which, by the way, if he's 55, I'm 12.
Exactly. Correct.
I want you to know that Barbara Streisand's granddaughters are named Westlyn and Chapel.
No. Thank you. Thank you for that, Belle.
Okay. I'm bracing myself.
Okay. The baby is Louisa.
Beautiful. That's a name.
Thank you. And the older one is Ella.
Those are names. Mazel tov to you on real names.
Thank you so much.
I don't know what's wrong with everybody today.
I know. I agree.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have two beautiful babies, and your husband is, this is how many, husband number one?
He's my third and final.
Okay.
I mean,
so
yeah.
What happened? We made some mistakes.
All right, let's get into it.
And
let's
I was given permission to ask her
about this. No,
because
it's fine.
I myself have been married several times.
Yeah.
The first one was a real accident. The second one was Allen Ginsberg, not the one you're thinking of. And the third I can't talk about. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So, okay.
So when I was 23 years old.
23?
Yeah, exactly. I married a...
Jamaican.
Ding.
I thought maybe green card. It was the first country that popped in.
Green
I love
card? What Jamaicans are looking for green cards here with me? Okay, anyway.
I don't know.
So, no, he was the lead singer of a pretty famous 90s band.
Oh, oh.
Do we want to guess?
Oh, Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow? Beverly.
I'm sorry, I thought you meant 90 years old.
No.
I don't know what I heard.
The 1990s.
Okay, 1990s. I don't know because I don't go music beyond 82.
Yeah, no, nor should you.
No, okay.
So I married
someone him. Google it and figure it out.
Okay.
And then when you have it, raise it. What is it?
Spin Doctors. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
If you want to come in, baby, yeah, just go ahead now. You're 23 and you're basically a baby. I'm going to marry you now. Yeah,
hang
so
on,
it was that.
Hang on a moment.
It was that.
Mm-hmm. Are you the princess with the two princes?
Yeah, that was me.
Are you the inspiration for You Are the Inspiration?
I was 14 when that was written, so
you really did the math quick there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't talked about it in therapy or anything, so that's probably why. I just am a mathematical mind.
Just hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. So you were married to Dr. Spin.
Uh-huh. I was married to Dr. Spin at 23 for one whole year.
Okay.
Yeah, which in like used to be a rock star world is long.
What happened? Your parents are alcoholics or Jersey Italian, I mean,
yeah, pretty much. I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, many years.
Siblings or what?
I have a sister, a little sister.
Uh-oh.
You know, she's good.
Okay.
She's great. No, she's been married one time. She's clean.
Is she a performer?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no. Okay. We have different dads.
Even great. Blended family is what they call
it. We're blended.
They're blended.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So half sister.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So go back. Your childhood is miserable, so you got married to doctor.
Yes, accurate. Yes.
Did you think he was a doctor? I mean,
no,
why would you?
I did not. So when I was 14 years old, they were like a huge band.
Yeah.
And I thought they were amazing. And then I was doing 9 on Broadway with Antonio Banderas. Thank you, 5 people.
Were you playing opposite him?
I was.
What's going on?
Tell me about that.
Okay.
What are your questions?
I have a couple of questions.
Okay, tell me everything.
So Antonio Banderas was how old at that time?
40-something.
And you were how old at that time?
21.
And then you did The Sound of Music, and how old was your co-star?
I was 19 when I did The Sound of Music, and Richard Chamberlain was probably 77.
Copy that. I just want to make sure I understand correctly
what's going on. No, you've got it all. You've got it all. Top to bottom.
Okay,
yeah.
So we go with the first husband, who's a rock star.
Yeah.
Okay. So then what happens? You're divorced.
Yeah.
I'm sure your mother is, thank God.
Yeah. And also,
or like, she's drunk. So she doesn't.
No. My mom's not the drunk. My mom is sober.
Got it.
Yeah.
Father's the drunk.
No, she was very glad that was over. And then for about, what did you say?
My father's drunk. Your mother's
sober. Yeah, exactly. You know, we figured that out pretty quickly.
There's a lot of alcohol in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's really true.
Very difficult.
Yeah, so that was done.
Okay.
And then
one down.
And then I immediately met another person.
Oh no.
Exactly. Even SpaghettiOs was like, don't do that.
Yep.
Yeah. I wish you'd been with me. I really wish you'd been with me. And this particular gentleman, the first time I met him, we were working together, and he said 3 words, and I turned to my friend and said, "That guy fucking sucks." And then I got married to him.
What did he do for a living?
He was an actor. He is an actor.
Uh-oh. Is he famous?
He's famous like I'm famous. Like, did we go to school together?
Yeah.
He is like that.
I understand. So he's a journeyman.
He's
a journeyman actor.
He
makes a living, but also he could work at Starbucks.
No.
No.
No, you would, like, people, No, he does more than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He
couldn't work at Starbucks.
But he was also, I imagine, competitive with you.
I think that sometimes it is hard for people in the same industry, if they are a man, to understand that a woman also wants to work.
I couldn't
and be
understand
a strong,
more.
A strong lady.
I could not understand more. I went to speech pathology school with a man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His last name was Kennedy, not related.
Okay.
Although I did have an encounter with Ted Kennedy once. Before Chappaquiddick.
Okay.
I'll say this, Chappaquiddick could have been me, but it wasn't. I'm here to tell the tale, okay? But this was a different Kennedy. This was LaVon Kennedy.
Okay.
We were very competitive in one of the classes for speech pathology. It's so long ago that I can barely remember the curriculum. But I know that there was a phonics course.
Right.
I was very good at phonics.
Sure.
I have a very good mouth.
I can see your palate is very high. It's a beautiful palate. It's lifted.
I was often called to the front of the class to demonstrate what's diphthongs.
Okay.
He didn't like that.
No. Couldn't handle your diphthongs.
End of story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Moving on.
Then I meet my third and final husband.
Where do you meet him?
Through my sister.
Oh, the sister.
Who is not an actor.
No.
And when I went on a date with another actor after my second marriage, she was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
This is the definition of insanity.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The definition of insanity is saying this is
doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
You heard it here first.
Doesn't work like that.
Write it down. You don't need Brené Brown.
No.
Okay?
Fuck her.
She's exhausted.
She is.
And then the other one. Ugh. Who's the one with the lesbian?
We can do hard things.
Wait a minute. Who's the one who's married to the lesbian?
Glennon Doyle.
We
can do hard things.
I want to kill myself. If one more white woman from the South tells me that I just need to free whatever...
Untamed. You need to untame yourself.
Exhausting. Okay. So you meet this man and you think he's normal. That doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Why would I deserve normal?
He's listening to me. What's wrong with him?
Right,
why is he asking me questions about myself?
And he's age appropriate.
He's 6 years younger than me.
Great.
Right.
Finally.
But not 20 years older than me.
Oh,
right.
Thank God.
Yeah, I figured that out.
Okay, so you get yourself a little spring chicken.
Yeah, I do.
Who has never been married before.
No, he's not.
No. And he said, she's got all the experience I could possibly want.
Yeah. And can I tell you something, though, Beverly?
Yeah.
Not one single time has he ever brought up my previous marriages.
What do you mean never?
Not in one fight. In one fight, he's never been like, well, did you say that to your first husband? Never. Not once. If he had been married two other times, you better believe every single fight. Every single fight.
Talk to Allen Ginsberg. Who am I? Cheryl? Do you think you're talking to Diane right now? What's up your ass? I didn't put it there. Did one of your girlfriends from before me? Turns out, yes. Okay. Wow. And how long have you been married?
It'll be 10 years.
Isn't that right? Wonderful. Oh, 10 years.
10 years or 8 years. I don't know.
You know something? Stop it. That was tepid. And I'll tell you why. Because this generation, I know what you're doing. You don't want to get married. You don't want to commit. You don't want to have a baby. But you want to freeze your eggs. Isn't that interesting? I don't want to get married, but I'd love a wedding and all the presents. Get on the right page. We weren't wrong about everything. We were not nice to people who were cognitively impaired.
No.
We were not.
No.
They were often brought out as entertainment.
Absolutely.
It's not good.
No. Now we just elect them to office.
Which seamlessly leads me to two things.
Okay.
Two things. Melania.
Yeah.
She played Melania. And Everyone agreed. Now, this is interesting because you're very musical theater. That's where a lot of people know you. But you're also respected in actual comedy.
Thank
which
you.
Is not often a crossover.
Yes, I
okay,
appreciate
Okay, let's
that.
Be honest. Yeah. I love Sutton Foster, but she's not hilarious. You know what I mean? I don't want to see her Melania. I don't want to see her Ivanka. I'm fine. I know. I wanted to tap dance. But you can do it both.
I appreciate that. I can't tap dance.
You can't dance?
No.
What are you talking about? You were in musicals, but you couldn't dance, or were you a dancer?
No, I'm like a dancer who like moves their arms and
but
smiles.
Did you take dance classes?
No, I couldn't afford them.
There's hope for you. Sit up straight. So you couldn't... So let me... You were never really much of a dancer. You didn't have any dance training, or you did?
No, I could dance a little bit. Like they.
But
could,
they gave it to you anyway.
Yeah.
Those were heavy dancing shows, though. Were you in Gypsy?
Yeah.
Oh, with Louise.
That's mostly stripping.
Gypsy Rose Lee was America's whore before Vanessa Williams.
She was the appetizer.
Yeah, she really was. Okay, so you do Melania, so do on YouTube. Go on YouTube tonight when you can't sleep or you're looking for porn and then you finish and then you're still awake. And you'll do a YouTube and then you can masturbate again to her Melania. It's very funny. It's very good. Everyone in the comedy community, Stephen Colbert, that's a pretty big stamp of approval.
Yes, he's you know great. What I mean? Yes,
he's very
wonderful.
Smart.
He's a great guy.
And so, okay, that's question number one. And also,
yes.
Excuse me, you have a movie coming out.
I do.
With Hunger Games.
With Hunger Games, yes, with Jennifer Lawrence as her human name. Yeah.
I have to tell you something. They don't make good, big ballsy comedy, like testicles in your face.
This
comedy.
Is vagina in your face.
It is.
This is
it?
Not testicles.
I saw the trailer. It's called what? No Hard Feelings?
It's called No Hard Feelings.
It looks actually funny. You want to kill yourself because it's so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty
kill
funny.
Yourself because you didn't write it and make $1 gazillion. I don't think anybody makes $1 gazillion at the movies anymore
no.
because robots are taking over. Pick it. So.
Correct.
So when does that movie come out?
I think June 22nd or something like that.
June 22nd. Okay, and who's your husband in the movie?
Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick. He's significantly older.
He is 18 years older than me.
Huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
He and
hashtag
I actually,
me too.
He and I actually just finished a play on Friday.
Did you?
Uh-huh, where we played the exact same age.
Of each other.
Uh-huh. Where we play best friends from 7 years old onward.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because it's Hollywood.
I don't understand.
You don't?
I mean, I do.
Yeah. I think you do.
I do. Me too. Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. You understand me too? Yeah. They'll rape anyone.
No. To be clear, Matthew Broderick has not raped anyone. I want to be very clear.
Tonight, I want you to go on your Instagram and TikTok and explain what kind of a rapist Ferris Bueller was.
Okay, here's what's happening. He's never raped anyone that I know of.
What was that?
Kill him with his car.
Did you say, what, kill him with his car? What's wrong with you?
Wait, who got killed
with
his car?
With car?
He did?
He was not behind the wheel, but I know what you're talking about. It was Rebecca Gayhart. She killed someone with the car. Yeah.
Wait, is that true?
Rebecca Gayhart, who's married to McSteamy. How about that? Isn't that wonderful? We're all connected by 6 degrees to someone who's killed someone. That's what's important to know. It's true. Isn't it true?
Laura, I did not know
that.
So
wait, are you going to be back on Broadway or not?
Not anytime soon. No, I have a 10-month-old baby and a 6-year-old daughter. And when you're on Broadway, you work 6 days
it's
a week.
It's too much work.
Well, yeah, I want to put my kids to bed.
And you want to work from home, probably.
I can't really work from home. I can't work from home so much.
You're a singer.
I am.
But I don't want you to sing.
Okay.
Nobody does. They want to see you do something different.
Okay.
They want to watch you watch someone sing.
I believe that.
Sit there and let us watch you watch me.
I've heard that before. I've been to LA.
I love Los Angeles. It is so free. Those Manson girls, before things took a turn, they had a good time. Now, I have a song here that I have prepared, except I didn't memorize because I'm 70. So fuck off. But I love it, and it is dedicated to you, the fans who have shown up after all this time. It warms my labia to see you here. And this song is from a musical that you weren't in. It's from the SpongeBob SquarePants musical. And for those of you who didn't see it, I know you're upset. But for those of you who did see it, you're saying exactly what I said, which is like, it's okay. It's not bad. Thank you. Look it. The black guy liked it. I love you. Now I'm going to sing the song, and I dedicate it to all of you whenever you're ready. I'm ready for you to play. So now then you play the music. You're here. I brought you up here for 2 minutes worth of entertainment, and now I want my 2 minutes worth. Never thought that I could ride so high without you. Everything I've got so good, but not without you. And suddenly nothing feels quite right. Why does the sunshine feel like night? I'm only pretending I'm all right without you. Now what's the macaroni without the cheese? Or peas in the pod without the peas? That's the way I feel when I am me without you. I guess I miss you.
Doesn't really matter how high I climb without you. Oh, I can't enjoy this lonely view when
terrible?
I'm without you.
Terribly good.
No one can make me laugh like you.
Oh.
Nobody turns my one to two.
There it is.
Maybe that's why I feel so blue without you.
Oh, Sam.
Now tell me what's the apple without the pie?
Nothing.
Tell me what's the French without the fry?
Terrible.
That's the way I feel when I know I'm without you.
I miss you. Miss you. Won't you get here, my friend?
Bring my sunshine back again.
Cause life's no fun when you don't come around.
Yes, I miss you.
Yes, I miss you. Thank you. It was my dream to sing on my 70th birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Benanti! I mean, she's actually talented. You know what I mean? You don't get that all the time. This is a complicated world, ladies and gentlemen. All I can take to you is go out into the world and get an abortion while you still can. I'd like to thank Sam for absolutely nothing. I'd like to thank Chris Wingard, who really did do something tonight. Thanks, SpaghettiOs, for sitting there and eating. Support the writers. I don't want to hear about it if you have a problem with it. They're not all overpaid. Not everyone is Ryan Murphy. Enough. Don't get mad at the writers. Get mad at the CEOs because they're the ones who are monsters. I can't. Abortions for everyone. I love you. Kiss, kiss. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquees Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.